Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is expected to take a number of executive actions this week on issues including criminal justice and climate change. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Biden has been issuing executive orders since he's taken office, but he says he will need Congress to act on his coronavirus relief package.
President Biden is planning to focus much of this week on measures aimed at helping underserved communities and people of color. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, said in a memo outlining the president's first 10 days in office that Biden would also take action to expand health care access for low-income women. The White House is expected to roll out new policies every day this week. As part of his push to respond to the coronavirus, Biden has already mandated mask wearing on all federal property. Biden is pushing a $1.9 trillion relief package to Congress, but he's faced some resistance from moderate lawmakers concerned about the price tag. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
The Chicago Teachers Union says their members will refuse to work in person until they reach a deal over reopening. This pushback comes as pressure increases across the country for classes to resume. Sarah Karp from member station WBEZ has more.
Teachers and other school staff approved the resolution calling to continue only with remote learning until the school district and their union agree on a deal over bringing students back into schools. The union does not want staff to be forced to return if they're scared for themselves or a family member. Meanwhile, the school district is trying to make sure there's enough staff in schools to offer in-person learning for those families who want it.
Sarah Karp reporting. Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two people during Black Lives Matter protests in Wisconsin last summer, has been ordered not to associate with known white supremacists. Chuck Hornbach from member station WUWM reports.
Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense when he shot two men and wounded a third who were in Kenosha protesting a local police officer's shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse is free on $2 million bail and was recently seen with his mother at a Wisconsin bar, drinking and displaying a hand gesture known to be used by white hate groups. So a judge has modified the 18-year-old's bail conditions, barring him from associating with known white supremacists, as well as blocking Rittenhouse from possessing and consuming alcohol. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Buffalo Bills at this hour, both teams trying for a spot in this year's Super Bowl. The score at last check, 38-24 the Chiefs, and 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. The winner plays the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat Green Bay today, 31-26. Tom Brady goes back to the Super Bowl, but this year he'll be with the Buccaneers. Super Bowl 55 will be played in Florida. This is NPR. Canadian researchers say they have found an effective drug against COVID-19. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, they say the oral tablet is already in use for other diseases.
Dr. Jean-Claude Tardy from the Montreal Heart Institute led the study. He calls it a major scientific discovery, adding that colchicine is the first effective oral drug to treat out-of-hospital COVID-19 patients. The study involved more than 4,500 patients confirmed with COVID-19. Researchers say they found that using colchicine reduced hospitalizations by 25%, the requirement for ventilators by 50%, and deaths by 44%. Tardif says until now there have been no tablets that could be taken orally that would reduce the risks and complications related to COVID-19. He says colchicine has been used to treat gout for hundreds of years, so it's already available in pharmacies. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In the Netherlands, protesters set fires in the city of Eindhoven in the southern part of the country, angry over the government's restrictions to stem the coronavirus pandemic. At least 30 people were arrested as police responded with tear gas and a water cannon. Police also broke up another protest in Amsterdam in Museum Square, which violated a ban on public gatherings. This after a nightly curfew was implemented. That protest was organized in part by restaurant owners fed up with the country's long lockdown measures. U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory at this hour. The Dow futures contract up 0.3%. NASDAQ futures contract up about 0.7%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.